Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, this again, how do I say this? Can somebody tell me how I'm supposed to say this? Because I see this stuff coming a mile away, and not just always with these eyes. We judge according to what the eyes that the Lord has bestowed upon us through the Holy Spirit, right? And I'm thinking of Isaiah chapter 11. And it's called discernment. And with that said, it's hard to say without saying, I told you so, here we are. And if you just, and I guess this is how the Lord, you know, shows you incrementally how things play out. But with the gifts that we have here in the ministry, it's interesting. If you go back the last 20 years that we've been on the radio, you'll see that what we were talking about then has manifested itself today, all the way throughout duration, in great specificity, as a matter of fact. And this is the ministry, by the way. This is the show people come back to when they get in trouble again and they say, Bradley, you were right. Well, I just had another one send me another text today, as a matter of fact. And he said, you were right about what you told us some time ago. He said, you exposed them yet again. And I said, I know that, but it's what's weird, what's difficult for me is that I can see this stuff. It's simple to see. Not all the time, but most of the time it's simple to see. And I'm trying to understand, and this is the difficulty here, I'm trying to understand how people don't get it. If they're born of the Spirit of God, you know, you must be born again, John 3:3. How is it that you don't have eyes to see? How is it that you don't have ears to hear? Well, you say, well, we have different giftings. That's true, but he still promised us all that we could see and we could all hear. Well, I'm just telling you this for the very reason that we just recently heard about this mayor in New York. And some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard or seen came from this guy in New York. His name is Eric Adams. And it was interesting because what happened is he came out and he started to critique Joe Biden's handling of all these illegals that were being brought into his city. And then before we knew it, right after he started to critique the Biden administration, the criminal administration for what it is, and telling the truth, interestingly enough, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we see this. Now he's hit with disgusting accusations. And Americans, I'm telling you right now, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face if needs be, but the fact of the matter is the said good guys in America today are allowing the said bad guys do what they do because they're just as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than what you think the left is responsible for being corrupt. And the fact of the matter is, that is the truth. They are extorted men. This is why the right thing is never done. This is why justice is never brought about. Why? Because they are compromised. Now, I'm saying this for the very reason that I just told you that he's extorted. And if he doesn't play by the rules, something's going to happen. And sure enough, here we go. He's not playing by the rules. The mayor came about and basically called out the administration for all the illegalities concerning and contradicting the illegals that are being brought in, allured into America at the end of the day, only to stack them against the American people so they can no longer resist. You can mark my words on that one as well, because it's predicated on the word of God. But again, here we are. Here we are again. He's being exposed in such a fashion, friends, because he's exposing the crimes of the administration. He's not going along to get along, which is a good sign in part. You guys all know who Judge Roy Moore is, right? He's a friend of the ministry here. He's the guy that stood up against the administration under Christian George Bush. I believe it was in the early 2000s. And it was interesting, they came into his courtroom and said, you can't be making reference to the Word of God. He said, common law in America is predicated upon the Word of God. I'm not going to deny the lawgiver because you don't like it. And remember, at the end of the day, they ended up removing the said Ten Commandments. I want you to know this in firsthand, and I feel that I'm okay and at liberty to go ahead and share this with you. But I remember 15 years ago, we did an event with Judge Roy Moore. And he had told me, Bradley, you know who it was that was responsible for attacking me? Karl Rove and George W. Bush. Karl Rove and George W. Bush. They were the ones that were anti-God, yet they told the people they were Christians. Okay? Now, I'm leading up to this. Sometime later, Judge Moore had told me, Judge Roy Moore had told me, Bradley, I got some things up my sleeve. And I knew after meeting Judge Roy Moore, he's not the kind of guy, I don't care if it's the whole world going against him, he's not the kind of guy that you're going to want to lie about, or you're not going to want to get into a ring with this guy. I'm just telling you, he is resolute. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, sometime later, he began to run for Senate in the state of Alabama, right? And what did they do to him? Because he wasn't compromised, he runs to be the incumbent senator in the state of Alabama. Here comes, ready for this, Kentucky representative, coke trafficker, no joke, cocaine trafficker Mitch McConnell ends up attacking Alabama Supreme Court Judge Roy Moore. And they had to basically sideswipe him to throw off his whole campaign, because if he gets into the position of Senate, it's all over for corruption in the state. So they sent in Mitch McConnell was the one that was responsible for making accusations that he was with different women. And I knew Moore wasn't responsible for that. I knew that he wasn't that kind of a man. I knew he was a godly man, and in process of doing that, once they came out after him, Americans, you know what he did? And I knew it was coming. He turned around and he went after every one of those women. I think there was two or three of them that defamed him. And what you didn't know is he won an $8 million lawsuit against the papers and those people that were bringing false accusations against him to defame him. Okay. When you're accused of a crime, friends, you can't just step outside of what you're being accused of. If you're not guilty of the crime, you have to go after your accuser. That's what Scripture tells us to do. But in so doing, friends, what happens? The Lord shows up. You win the day, okay? And it's the same thing happening with this Eric Adams. I don't know what kind of a man he is, but I'm telling you what, he's doing something right and going all full circle. I tried to tell you this was coming about a week and a half ago, and here we are.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's...
So I just wanted you to know that, and again, it's difficult. It's really difficult for me when people don't get it, because I know what I'm saying is right, and the Holy Ghost bearing witness, as Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament that was inspired by the Holy Ghost to do so, he said the same thing. Okay, so there's confirmation on the things that we're sharing here. Now, if I just had an impression, I would just say to you, listen, I have an impression, but I'm telling you, when I know that I have it, I have it. No one can take it away. The devil cannot take it away because he didn't give it. And the Bible says we hold faith during that warfare. And so it's just a matter of time before we see it come to manifestation, and here we are today. I have some of my friends on social media platforms that remind me of the tsunami that I told you about 3 years ago when I had a dream and I woke up to it, and I don't share that kind of content with people for the very purpose of me not trying to draw attention to myself. But when I had it, I knew I needed to share it, and I did, and here we are. We're still dealing with the tsunami, and it would have been stopped had the people listened to it right off the bat. The second wave, when it comes in, that's where we were to put this to a stop. But because we haven't, friends, look what we're dealing with today. The people's voice, speaking of which, the tsunami was premised on the whole plandemic, and it was given before the plandemic, and look what we're dealing with today. Because the people don't deal with the corrupt, Isaiah 26, verse 9, when the judgments of the Lord are in this earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Well, if the church doesn't want to keep the commandments of God, this is what you're going to get, and you're going to get a lot more of it. They're reengaging. For another attack, friends. They're re-engaging is what they are doing. They're re-engaging. Bombshell report, Moderna ran secret operation to silence vaccine critics. We're getting so much information on this right now, all the illegal censorship that's going on in the country, that it's overwhelming. It truly is. Look at this. Right now, this is from our friend John Whitehead over at Rutherford Institute, and they just sent out an article by John and Nisha Whitehead. The White House goes rogue. Secret surveillance program breaks all of the laws. Well, this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with lawless tyrants, and lawless tyrants must be reined in by the people themselves. And again, so we're seeing a lot of this, and I want to tell you why they are doing their best to silence all critics is because they're being exposed. They lost the narrative very early on during the pandemic. If you were paying attention, because we all knew something was way off base, and it was just a short time before we seen the pill and the jam, and it led right to vaccines, and then it went from, if you don't take a vaccine, well, then this is what's going to happen to you. They started to threaten you, and then they denied that when all the information came out and the expose on the crimes that they were guilty of committing. I want you to see this because it's very pertinent to what we're talking about right now. And what it is, if I can find it here, it is a picture of a certificate that was used during the I don't know where I had put that. We're on live radio, folks, so we're good, right? But it was a certificate of none other than Adolf Hitler, and what he gave to people, they had to have a certificate, and if they didn't have the certificate, they couldn't basically buy or sell. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. Okay, so what I need to do is I need to send this over. You know what, friends? What I'll do on the other side of this break, I will go ahead and send it over to myself so I can show it to you, just so you can understand what they're attempting to lead to. As a matter of fact, I have it right now, and I'm going to pull it up for you right now so you can see it. That was a quick move, so we all appreciate that. Look at this. This is what this is all leading to. This is, again, the similarities in parallel with Adolf Hitler, and if you consider the Bushes and Klaus Schwab and everything in between, this is the Fourth Reich they're trying to establish. But this right here is basically a health certificate. And keep in mind, they were telling the people that if you wanted to buy or sell, you had to have this health certificate. And if you didn't have it, you couldn't buy or sell. If you can look up Revelation 13:17, you'll find it right there as to what I'm highlighting scripturally speaking. So folks, we can see another tyrant tried to go ahead and remove the Lord from his seat, which is never going to happen. And because Adolf failed, his buddies, his little minions from hell, they want to go ahead and try and do the same thing as he did, this time in just a different way with more and better technology. And look what's going on here, friends. They ran a secret operation to silence vaccine critics. Again, we see all the big pharma companies, along with hand in glove, the governments and big tech companies censoring free speech, anybody that would oppose their agenda. You know, here's the bottom line, friends. If people really knew the vaccines were effective, you don't have to force their hand to do anything. They want it. Well, that's not at all what they did. You've seen totalitarian methods. A government by force is no government at all. But that's what you've seen these rogues do during the time of the pandemic. And as I said earlier, and then when they were found out, then they began to deny it. I want to show you a naval medical officer. It's a 50-second, not a commercial, video here. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he is now finding concerning the military and those that have taken the experimental jobs. This is the information they mean to censor. Well, this is the information we mean to expose. And we want the people to know the facts for themselves as to what is going on. We have a U.S. Navy medical officer here dropping undeniable vax truth bombs. Check this out.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMAT data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, and I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%, heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
Okay, so that's just one branch of the military, too, by the way. Myocarditis, up 151% in the Navy. Ischemic heart disease, up 69% since taking the experimental jabs. Pulmonary heart disease, up 62%. And heart failure, a failure of, he used the word staggering, 973%. P.S., yesterday we had played a video for you from the terror-tied individual that is not a doctor placed at the head of the WHO. That's why he was placed there, by the way, who is basically saying not when it happens. I'm sorry, not if it happens, but when it happens. They're now forecasting another crisis, for the record. And keep in mind, they're also forecasting a crisis where the natural immune system is not going to be enough. I'm not kidding you. That's exactly what is being said right now. Your natural immune system is not going to be able to stop the next attack that they are preparing to use against the people in this on a worldwide basis. They're telling you exactly what they're guilty of. This, again, you have to understand you're dealing with people that do the unthinkable because they think that they're above the law. Now, friends, when we come back on the other side of this break, I want to play a video for you by a guy named Nuri Muhammad. And what he's doing is exposing the fast food restaurants and how they're drugging the American people with toxic, man-made, addicted and addictive chemicals. And he's going to kind of explain it for you. It's a short video, but it's pretty crazy as to the information he's going to go ahead and divulge it onto us. I want to say as well, too, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know, too, if you want to jump over on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Top left side of the page, you'll find us there, and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back on the other side of that, and I want to show some more videos and give you more information concerning what is being censored and concealed by tyrants and conspirators in this country. Jeremiah 11:9. Read your Bible, and you'll understand that conspiracies are very real. Again, I don't know that I have to expound on that because I think people are more than aware of what's going on in their country today. That's why gun sales are skyrocketing once again. Folks, we're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people aboard has crashed off the coast of western Japan. According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in the crash. No other information is available. More people have died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record. That's according to new data from the CDC. Men were about four times more likely than women to die by suicide, but the suicide rate increased twice as much for women in 2022. There's only one person to blame for the border crisis, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and that is President Biden. McConnell wants policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation will be considered in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Americans, just like I named the show today, nothing to see here. Let me ask you a question before I get to the next video here, okay, concerning fast food. Who's attacking you more than your own said representative government? Okay, and then after, as you've answered that question to yourself, here's the next question. Where are they assuming authority in doing so? Why are the American people explaining their position if they're obeying the law? Shouldn't it be for those that are breaking the law, that are attempting to justify their lawlessness? But see, the people don't know the difference. Let me ask you another question. So, again, we talk about this, especially people that know the show here. They know this quote. It's by John Adams. He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties," okay, "each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other." He said, "This is my, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." Okay, so for those that don't know that we're a constitutional republic, we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems, I'm just curious, even just to go along and play along with you, okay, just for a moment. Those bad guys, those said Democrats that don't constitutionally exist no more than the Republicans do, according to the Constitution of the United States of America, do they put their hands on the Bible swearing to uphold the same laws as those across the aisle called the Republicans? Oh, did you say yes, they do? Okay. Then why is it that they're continuously driving a wedge between the people, trying to pit people against each other in dividing and conquering Mark 3:25? It's because you're completely being lied to. All of this nonsense that you're hearing from the mainstream media is completely unconstitutional. Therefore, it's null and void. But again, if the American people don't know the difference, well, then I guess they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. And that's what they're doing today. Now, Bradley, you say this all the time. I know, because I'm speaking to people that have short-term memories, number one. Number two, I'm going to keep preaching the same message until you either accept it or reject it. And if you don't adhere to it, then you're going to fall to your own demise in not taking heed to the warnings per se. Okay? Psalm 19:11, Ezekiel 33 is my job. That's what I'm doing here. And if you do take heed to it and you actually stand up and love God enough to obey Him and keeping His commandments, folks, I'll tell you what, that's where you're going to find on the other side of this the hand of God and where He's going to manifest Himself in your favor. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. You got to first do all that you can do, right? Okay, well, we have to deal with this because this is a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, and it's all that it is. Americans, it's all unconstitutional nonsense. This whole world they have created is not premised on American government. It's premised on the political lies that have been created to make their lies sound truthful. The law's on your side. And either we're going to act or we're not going to act. Because not to act is to act. And it's an evil when you refuse to deal with the evil. It really truly is. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Let me go over to this fast food restaurant really quick. And this is a guy named Nuri Muhammad. And he wants to let you know how you're, if you eat out at fast food, he wants you to know that you are being drugged. They're putting man-made chemicals in these these foods and these addictive substances. And I'll let him explain the rest. But this is pretty crazy, friends. GCN, you can go ahead and turn that up for me. Thank you.
Just please tell us how many. I know you don't have to tell us the exact names, but just tell us how many ingredients are in what you refer to as Chick-fil-A.
Well, it's a play on words, of course. And, you know, you got to be black people. They when I said McDevils, everybody was like, ah, ha, ha. I said Taco Hell, ha, ha, ha. White casket instead of White Castle. Ha ha ha. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Ha ha ha. Then when I said Long John Killers, they was fine. When I said the Murder King, they was fine. But black people got an emotional attachment to this Chick-fil-A spot. So when I said Chick-fil-A, well, I had to get extra security. So I was sitting one day drinking some coffee. And I was looking at the line at Chick-fil-A. Three lines starting at 10:30 in the morning, and I stayed there for an hour. It never let up. I said, ain't no way in hell that a chicken sandwich tastes that good. So I said, let me see. I wonder what they're putting in it. And I started doing the research right at the time that you remember, you know, in the hood there was this argument, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, and everybody was going back and forth, and you've seen people at Popeyes, man got shot. Man shot somebody because they didn't have no more chicken sandwiches left. I mean, I said, this ain't no regular chicken sandwiches. So I went and looked up Popeyes chicken sandwich. Come to find out, they have over 40 ingredients in the Popeye's chicken sandwich. 32 of them were man-made chemicals. And I said, well, let's see what Chick-fil-A has. Over 50 chemicals in the chicken sandwich. Over 40 of them were man-made chemicals. I said, so hell, this is a dope sandwich. So they really are flipping birds over there. I mean, because there's no way in the world to justify. So whenever I seen that, I said it in a message, and someone took the clip of it and then went on the website of Chick-fil-A, had it broke down where they were clicking on it, showing all of the ingredients and these chemicals that were in it. Do you know the next day Chick-fil-A took that down off their website? So now you can't find the ingredients to the Chick-fil-A sandwich or the Popeye.
Chick-fil-A is supposed to be a Christian-owned company, too, which they are not.
They're doping you. They have you wanting the food not for nutritional value, but because you become addicted by the MSG and the other chemicals that they've inserted in that also are immune system disruptors. They ill affect your brain.
It'll affect your brain. Mess with your arteries.
Foreign substance automatically activates the immune system, which means our bodies, when we eat this kind of food, they are fighting an unnecessary battle. So when the real battles of disease show up, the systems are too worn out by fighting these small battles every day.
Okay, so folks, you can see this again. And you know what's absolutely amazing to me, and I hear this all day long, is the people talking about the way that they're getting us, that they're not spraying, which, by the way, they're chemtrailing like crazy in Minnesota today. That's why we haven't had any snow. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. But I do want you to understand something, folks, that I hear all day long people complaining about how they're getting us through the food. Well, guess what, friends? It's not lawful to put chemicals in somebody's food that is going to hurt their physical bodies, messing with their brains, messing with their arteries. I mean, the list goes on. Shutting down your main functions within your body. I mean, it's just incredible. Is that legal to do that? I mean, this is common sense. It really, honestly is. Where do the people, I ask, and I'm screaming in heaven right now, Lord, where do the people right the wrongs and quit suffering these unlawful abuses? Common sense comes into play. You know what? You become conditioned Americans now that if they just put on the little wrapper, it's like a cigarette package. You know, as long as they tell you that it causes cancer, they can still sell it to you. And then they indemnify themselves of the crime that's being committed. Why do they have to put over 100 chemicals in a cigarette for somebody to enjoy tobacco? Because they're putting addictive substances in those cigarettes. And it's not just that. It's your food. It's almost across the board, friends. And now, because the American people have done nothing concerning what's going on here in their food, now we have Bill Gates on another front trying to, what, create fake meat. And then at the end of the day, he wants to force feed you his fake meat. I'm not kidding you. It's really, truly embarrassing what's going on here in this country on so many different fronts. And I just thought about that when he was talking about it. Look what it's doing to your kidneys and your livers and your heart and your brain and your eyes and your hearing. I mean, I didn't know that we have a right to poison people. But somehow big corporations can go ahead and do this without any consequence. Well, yeah, if the people aren't going to bring the law, there aren't going to be any consequence, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. I want you to be clear, friends, concerning what he was saying too. You know how he was talking about there was this Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes? Just again to show you how they deceive the masses into believing that this is real. This is politics. In politicians to a T, what I'm going to show you next. He was just talking about, making another point here, he was just talking about how Chick-fil-A was in a war with Popeyes concerning who had the best sandwiches. Did you know that Tyson owns both those companies? It's exactly politics. It's exactly how it's played out. When it comes to Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, Tyson Food wins, Jim Cramer says. Yeah, because they own both of the companies. It's like the politicians. There is no difference between the contenders, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Haven't you figured this out yet? Hey, folks, they're both owned by the same special interest groups. It's the same thing. I'm making a couple points, but I did want you to see what he had to say here. And this happens quite a bit. I mean, now we're going to listen to the commercials, and what they're going to do is they're going to start driving you to their big corporation buddies in Amazon to go Christmas shopping. And don't forget who shut down all those little businesses that you can't shop from anymore, your local governor who works for the same people that I'm talking about even here.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For the sake of time, I got more I need to share with you. Isn't it amazing? Again, we hear all day long, from your from the news feed, the propaganda news feed, Micah 6:16, the narrative of Omri, who was a corrupt king. He didn't want anybody to listen to anything but what he had to say, and what his narrative was. You can find it in the Bible, friends. Nothing new under the sun. It truly isn't. Ecclesiastes 1:4, 1:9. Listen, has anybody taken the time to notice that your said representatives are doing their best to undo everything your forefathers established? I mean, and it's getting more blatant on a 24/7 basis. It truly is on a daily basis. People are beginning to understand that they're not dealing with rational people. They're beginning to understand that they're dealing with the communist mindset, a totalitarian mindset. And there's a lot of people in the country that aren't going to put up with it. But they're beginning to understand their backs are up against the wall, and they need to stand up for themselves. Well, that's what's happening. In Michigan, there's a township that has created militia to defend right to bear arms. Matter of fact, half of Michigan's 83 county governments have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Now, before I play this for you, I want you to listen to this, because during the break, I was seeking this out just from a hunch. And I want you to listen carefully to what I say and tell me if you catch what I'm highlighting in the mix. These county boards, this is from Minnesota, there's a whole bunch of counties that have said, nope, you're not doing that here, because they're really targeting their political opposition is what they're doing, okay? But it says, these county boards have passed provisions in their resolutions which commit to deny county appropriations to unconstitutional infringements on the Second Amendment, as well as pledge to use the courts to defend the rights of the residents if necessary. Wait. Hey, Americans, it's unconstitutional. So how is it that your said representatives had it passed through? Oh, and it wasn't passed through because the people wanted it so. They never received delegated authority in doing so. Nope, they assumed authority. They took the orders from those that are trying to establish a global order. Don't deny it. Own up to it. Because once you begin to own the fact of the matter, you're going to begin to act out differently than what you are now. Come to the reality of it. Come to the tangibility of your responsibilities and come to the light so you can walk further than where you're walking right now. And I know I'm speaking to somebody. Okay? You got to come to the light. Don't stay in darkness and expect the darkness to go away. That's not going to happen. No, not in any sense of the word. Now, I want you to listen to this really carefully, friends. And it is this Epoch Times article, Michigan Township Creates Militia to Defend their Second Amendment Right. That is the whole purpose of the Second Amendment. Now, listen carefully.
Michigan Township creates militia to defend the right to bear arms, citing possible political targeting under a new state gun confiscation.
That's exactly
law.
What it is.
The board of Holton Township, Michigan, adopted a resolution creating a voluntary community militia dedicated to preserving the constitutional right to bear arms. The resolution by the Republican Majority Board also declared Holton Township a Second Amendment sanctuary community in which unconstitutional laws controlling firearms would not be recognized. Half of Michigan's 83 county governments have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Holton's resolution protects the lawful purchase and possession of all firearms, including semi-automatic.
Okay, so let's get beyond that, because it goes on for like four more minutes. Okay, so I'm just, again, making reference to those that are doing the reporting, so you have a reference to go to, okay? A home base to go to. Epoch Times reported on this. I'm just verifying the information that this is happening. But what's happening there is people there are taking it a step further and saying, okay, we already understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that call themselves representatives, but we all the while know that they're not representing the people. And what I'm laying to your candor right now is, why are your said representatives? You do not have to explain your Second Amendment position. But what they're doing is they're trying to attack you and then expect you to defend yourselves constitutionally, when in fact they never had the authority to do it in the first place. This is what the Americans, you have to get on the offensive and get off the defensive, okay? Now, I want to go over and bring a piece up to you really quick from the Gun Owners of America, because they're relentlessly attacking your Second Amendment rights, your God-given rights. You don't ask them that serve we the people. You don't ask your employees for permission to obey God, okay? And I want you to catch this before the end of the show, because people, again, are not going to just sit back and say, oh, that's okay, go ahead and do it. You can go ahead and take them away. I'm not saying that there's not people like that, but I'm telling you what, there's a lot of good patriots across the country that are saying no more. And they mean it.
But the term assault weapon wasn't misleading enough. Good news. Billionaire-funded anti-gun think tanks have spent tons of money coining the newest term to scare those who are uneducated on firearms. What is this spicy new term, you ask? Well, it's weapons of war.
Someone needs a weapon of war.
We should have weapons of war.
Weapons of war. We shouldn't have weapons of war.
Okay, contemplate this with me for a moment, if you would. All those that are saying we don't need weapons of war are surrounded by armed security detail that have weapons of war. Just so you know. Okay? And there's a reason for this, because these communists, and don't get me wrong, communists they are, if you're not going to impeach them and prosecute them for their crimes, you better arm yourself. And that is going to be your last means of defense against what you're tolerating in this country. Because they are on a relentless attack concerning your Second Amendment right. Hey, friends, they don't have any business doing it. Okay? They're violating their oath. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:23.
Hey guys, I'm Tiffany, and this is One in the Chamber, the show where we break down ridiculous anti-gun arguments to help you become a better informed firearms activist.
This is Gun Owners of America.
Whenever the anti-gun machine springs into action, whether after a national tragedy or a recorded spike in gun violence, often the conversation shifts to banning certain firearms.
News. By weapons of war.
Okay, so what this politician did, and I'm sharing this with those that can't see on social media platforms because they're driving in one of the 157 cities, these politicians are using pictures of children that were gunned down by mass murderers with these same weapons. And that's what they're looking for, these lone wolves, right? But I want you to contemplate this as well. Think this through. 94% of all of these mass shootings that take place are where these lone wolf shooters are looking for. If you can look in their manifesto, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Which shows you, friends, that these politicians that are saying we need to get rid of the guns are, in fact, the ones that are responsible for removing the guns from the innocent victims that were gunned down because of their policies. The politicians themselves need to be held accountable for creating unconstitutional policies that undermine the Second Amendment, and the American people need to stand up and quit obeying them. Because they're illegal, they're unconstitutional, and those corrupt politicians need to be held accountable, period.
War.
Ban weapons of war.
Weapons of war.
Weapons of war.
Weapons of war.
As many of you well know, there's been a coordinated effort over the past 19 years, or since the federal assault weapons ban expired on September 13, 2004, to ban guns. In an effort to demonize these types of firearms, the term weapons of war was cooked up. Apparently because assault weapon wasn't effective enough. Now we hear politicians and even the president using weapons of war to call for another ban on regular, commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. But is the AR-15 a weapon of war? In short, no. For those unfamiliar with the AR-15, it is by far the most popular civilian-owned rifle in the United States. And in fact, nearly every manufacturer in the firearms industry produces their own version of the AR-style rifle.
See, they don't want you to defend yourselves, friends, is what they don't want. That's what this is about. That's why they're releasing or dropping the wall in law enforcement to allow illegals to invade your country.
And of those who do own one, the Washington Post also found that 8% of AR-15 owners do not own their firearm for self-defense. So that means 92% of AR-15 owners do own their firearms for self-defense. A survey commissioned by Winchester found that 75% of all hunters currently use a modern sporting rifle, or what I like to call commonly owned self-defense rifles. The AR-15 is also often used.
I'm going to let this play out, friends.
Just take the case of an 8-month pregnant woman in Florida who defended herself and her husband against two attackers with her AR-15. There's a ton more examples of people defending their loved one with this.
I'm going to let it play out, folks. Friends on social media, hang in there.
Why are anti-gun politicians so adamant that the AR-15 is a weapon of war? Well, first off, while we've already established that the AR-15 is not a weapon of war, it's a popular rifle used by everyday Americans for hunting, defense, and recreational.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.